Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, with all of the changes that took place after COVID, and the fact that so many people were able to work from home and they found out they could get most of their stuff done in a shorter amount of time,
yeah,
they really like to stick with it if they could.
Yeah, stay at home.
And so yeah, they did some studies on this, some surveys and research, and they found that most American workers say they could do the same amount of work in 4 days rather than five. 3/4 of American workers believe they could complete all their work in 4 days. Because they're only productive for about 31 hours a week.
Well, that's true.
I think I can be more productive in 1 day.
Okay, I can name that tune in. Apparently, though, the problem is we tend to work a certain amount of time, and then we slack off a certain amount of time. And if we only came in 4 days a week, we would still slack off the same percentage, and we would get less done. So the employers are not on board for this.
Well, you got the people that come in, they want to go socialize with all their coworkers before they start their day, you know, see them face to face, catch up on any gossip.
Right.
Then you got to go back to your chair and make sure no one posts anything unusual on Facebook.
Okay.
And then you start working about, I'd say, 9:31.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think that's early.
Yeah. And then you got lunch. And once lunch is done, then you're just done for the day.
Yeah.
Need a nap.
So I don't think the companies are getting on board with this. But I do think that there are, like what Hawk mentioned, a lot of times there are people at work that actually keep you from getting your work done.
Sometimes, yeah.
And so if you could get rid of that, it would actually make you far more productive.
But let's face it, how much time are you shopping online on the company time?
Wow, and Tori just looked really embarrassed.
No eye contact.
Or, you know, doing stuff online that you should be doing something else, especially during the holiday season. You're shopping for all your family.
Yeah.
When you should be working.
And see, that should be fine because I'm doing something selfless.
Okay.
Okay, I've never shopped in here. So that's one thing I've never done. Now I'm looking up menus for what I'm going to have for lunch today.
That's actually shopping.
Exactly. You're shopping for lunch.
I'm not ordering it. I'm just getting my order ready.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't usually buy anything online here. I just put it in my cart for later when I get home.
I have had to make a couple of bids, last minute bids on eBay before in here.
Yeah. A couple. Yeah. That used to be something he did a lot. He'd run out of the room at like 9 o'clock and he'd be like, I got to do a bid right before. I got to snipe this bid. So that was back when you were collecting those decorative plates.
Yeah.
Well, Tom has driven around the parking lot picking up Pokemon.
That's true.
You've done that? Yeah. On the clock.
Yeah.
And you've actually illustrated a whole book for us here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I've used all those things on the show at some point or another.
Doodling?
Yeah. Actually, I posted it on Facebook not long ago because someone wanted to know what I doodle.
Oh, okay.
So I actually posted it so they could see what I doodle while you guys complain.
And the company paid for it.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of now in the digital era. Half of our jobs involve some sort of social media. So while I'm over here scrolling on Instagram looking at puppy videos, I can easily be like, this is for work.
What you bought on Amazon?
No, you're scrolling through the puppy videos.
Oh, okay.
Also that.
Because you might post that on the Hawk and Tom page.
Exactly. That's exactly what I do.
So we can spend an hour on TikTok and claim we're working.
Exactly.
But no. That's what people do. They justify, you know, these everything. Things. And if they took all that out of their work day, of course we could get our work done in 3 days. But we got to sprinkle that out throughout the week or the boss will find out.
Well, and that's what the bosses are saying. They're saying you're going to do that either way. So if you only work 4 days, you're still going to do all that crap and I'm going to get even less out of you. So we really need to keep this secret.
Okay.
Not tell everyone.
Well, you're the one that brought it up, man.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I got a very interesting thing that happened to me over the weekend. And Tori, you will love this because it's an animal story. But my wife took my daughter along with the Malden Band and a bunch of other bands here in the upstate to the state championships for the band.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Malden High did very well. They finished 6th out of, I believe, 18.
Nice.
And they really actually were pretty excited about that because there's some much bigger and more well-funded bands in that competition.
Sure. Yeah.
But they were excited about that. But my wife was gone. So I had the responsibility of taking our little dog for a walk. And so I had taken him out and I was walking him on the leash. And we went out. There's actually a trail behind our neighborhood that one of our neighbors has actually made through this land that our neighborhood owns as green space.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying it out for the first time. And as I'm walking along, all of a sudden I noticed up ahead, a white rabbit appeared to have popped up, like was sitting on his back paws and staring straight at us. So I picked up my dog because I didn't want my dog to scare this rabbit.
It's not Easter yet.
I know, right?
Wow.
There was a magician in your neighborhood?
No, this is out off. I've actually got a picture here because I took a picture from pretty far away just to prove it because I figured it's going to run off. Every now and then I would see his ears twitching a little bit. You know how rabbits get that like. So I got closer and closer and I'm like, this thing hasn't run from me yet. So I'm moving really slow, holding the dog really still. And I got closer and closer to this rabbit. I was like super psyched about it because I'm like, what's going on with a rabbit that would let me get this close? Is it someone's pet? Is it maybe in danger or hurt and it needs help? I didn't know what to expect.
Well, albino rabbit too. That's very rare.
Is it? Because I see white rabbits all the time.
I don't.
With like pets.
Out in the wild though?
I don't know about in the wild, but I see them a lot.
We have a lot of brown ones in our neighborhood, but I don't think I've ever seen a white one just hopping around.
Those are possums. There's a difference.
Well, that explains why it hissed at me.
Well, apparently I haven't either because I spent 10 minutes approaching this rabbit and I finally got close enough to realize it was actually a white plastic bag of dog poop. And the ears twitching were the little tied ends blowing in the wind.
Well, I see your picture there.
The picture looks like it's a rabbit.
It's so far away, it does look like a rabbit. That's funny, but now I can see the bag of poo.
Yeah. I wish I had. I didn't spend that long walking slowly up to it and telling my dog to be quiet.
You're like, I am an animal whisperer. Look at this thing.
I know, right? So anyway, I have the picture you can post, Cato.
That's funny.
It's outside the neighborhood as you're walking like this little gravel trail up to it. And it is, it looks like a rabbit dog on it. But I'm glad no one was with me so I don't have to worry about being embarrassed or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because no one really knows.
No one's going to make fun of that, are they?
No, not now.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They ask Americans, what's something at home at the dinner table you would do that you would absolutely never do in a restaurant?
Hmm.
Now, not long ago, on a second date update, we had a guy who buttered his, bread with his fingers because they hadn't brought the utensils out. And that was kind of weird.
No, I felt like that made sense. it would be different if he did it when he had a perfectly good knife there. But since he was in a bad situation, and the bread's just going to get cold.
Okay.
You gotta butter it while it's warm.
Tom was on his side, obviously. Well, something I know I catch myself doing is putting my elbows on the table, which I don't think is a big deal.
I don't even care about that.
But I do that when I'm out and about, and I'm like, I'd probably look rude here.
It's tacky.
But why, though? I'm leaning into the conversation because I care about what you hear, and every restaurant now is so loud, you can't hear the person sitting 2 feet from you.
Yeah.
So you put your elbows on the table and lean in. Why is that rude?
It is, and I've always felt like if you watch someone doing it, what?
He's okay with you buttering your bread with fingers, but don't put your elbows on the table. It's tacky.
I take things on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, so they say picking your teeth or using a toothpick at the dinner table.
Oh, there's a list. That's one, yeah.
Now, that I really don't see a problem with. If you got something stuck between your teeth, it's going to drive you crazy.
If you're at home, it's okay. But if you do that in a restaurant, it's kind of weird.
But it's like, are you going to sit there miserably uncomfortable as you got some piece of meat stuck between two teeth?
No, they give you toothpicks when you pay and leave.
So well, you do the whole time
in the parking lot.
You had the conversation and you've been miserable and not paying attention because you're going...
That's a fancy restaurant, Kato. It'll give you a toothpick on the way out with a little peppermint.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So also, blow your nose is something you might do at home, but you're not going to do that at a restaurant.
I wouldn't do that at a table anywhere.
Yeah.
You go get up from the table to blow your nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got some manners.
Yeah. And if there's no napkin, you just use tablecloth.
I've done that.
What you doing down there?
I've had to spit. I've been in a nice restaurant and eaten a piece of a gristle. And I can't stand it. And they give you cloth napkins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the only place I had to spit it.
You know what you can do is act like you're actually blowing your nose.
You can't blow your nose at the table,
Tom. Just spit your... Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's just tacky. All right, so things that you will do at home at the dinner table but not at a restaurant. Eat without a shirt was mentioned.
Okay, I would agree with that, except for I don't think you should do it at home either.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Unless, I guess there's some instances, like if it's just you, but if it's the family dinner with everyone, I think that's a little tacky.
Yeah, but what if you're eating something hot? That seems like a hazard.
I don't know what I mean by that, but I will say your mom used to do it.
Well, no, that's not the full story. Okay, my dad would do it. He'd come down for breakfast, okay? He'd not put all his clothes on. He'd come to the breakfast table shirtless. And so mom would say, you know, don't do that because you need to put a shirt on before you come to the dinner table or the breakfast table. So a couple days passed. He didn't really listen to her. So she came to the breakfast table without a shirt on.
That's awesome. Mm.
Scarred me for life.
Well, at least you didn't have to worry about her little chest hairs falling out in the food.
Well,
like with your dad.
You hadn't seen his mom.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Oh, goodness.
Like, how warm's that oatmeal, Mama?
Let
me clarify. She did have a bra on when she did that, just to prove a point. And my dad, you know, he did wear a shirt.
I was about to give you my therapist number. But,
I was going to say, that would have actually, I think, been more impressive and more impactful if she had not worn the bra.
But how are people eating at a restaurant with no shirt on when it's no shoes, no shirt, no service?
Exactly. Well, they're just saying what they would do at home that they wouldn't do at a restaurant. Excuse
me. But I have eaten without a shirt on at home and on a resort.
Okay.
and that's okay in the right setting for sure. But like I say, at dinner, when you got the whole family sitting there, I think it's tacky not to put on a shirt.
Unless it's what you do. Yeah. Family's weird, right, Tom?
All right.
Who?
I said their families are weird.
Oh, yeah, there are. There's weird ones.
All right. Yeah. Americans talking about what they'll do at home at the dinner table, but not at a restaurant, say a prayer.
Which, I do that both places.
Yeah, I think it's refreshing to see that out and about. I want to see a prayer.
We eat family dinners a lot, and that's one thing that has to be done.
Yeah.
If we start eating a chip at a Mexican restaurant, mom goes, I hope you don't get choked. We haven't said prayer yet. But literally, my mom, she'll bow her head, and you'll see our whole family's heads going down.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah,
we still do it.
Instead of passing the offering plate when you're over, you just pass the bread plate around.
Pass the ticket.
Okay. They say reaching across the table. You won't do that at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You might say, hey, could you pass me that salt or could you pass me those the rolls?
Depends on who I'm with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's across the table.
Yeah.
And if there's more than one left.
Yeah.
Because if there's not, you don't really have time to take that chance.
I fall over a bill across the table. I'm like, oh, I got this lunch. No, I got this one. I had to jump across the table, elbows and all, as I'm blowing my nose, grabbing the bill.
Wow, that's really extreme.
Shirt fell off,
I want to go to lunch with you then. You don't pay for it.
I ain't paying
for it. All right,
yours.
You'll sop up any sauce off your plate with the bread.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I would do that at a restaurant or at home.
Would you?
That's just not wasting. Yeah. That's being appreciative of the food that you've been given.
Now picking up salt off the table.
Ugh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs are okay.
No. That's what Tom did. And then lick a plate. People say they will do that at home, but they won't do it at the restaurant.
But you feel kind of weird even doing it at home, don't you? Do you do it?
I do not.
Not very much.
I mean, sometimes I got a little gravy left and I've ran out of bread to sop it up with. So,
as a person who cooks, please lick up your plate. That's how I know I did a good job.
There you go.
Do it.
And also the dishes. Don't have to do as hard of work on the dishes.
True.
I will say my dog doesn't follow hardly any of these.
It's the pre-wash.
The dog or the person?
Whoever's licking the plate.
Yeah, lick that plate. It is plate licking good.
That's reasonable. I don't think it's quite as catchy as finger looking good, but, you know, it was probably their second choice.
Yeah, give me a little time. Well, Tom, I'm guessing that just a few of these were tacky.
A couple of them I didn't think were good.
Okay.
But, you know, some of them, like I said, my big thing was the shirt. I really think at dinner you should all sit down together and at least have shirts on. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't need pants, but you need shirts.
Or it could be like sports, shirts and skins. And go!
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Well, with daylight savings time, you gained an extra hour over the weekend. Now, if you spent that hour on Facebook, you haven't really gained anything. Just saying.
Yeah.
They say about 40% of people say it takes them an entire week to adjust to the new time change.
I mean, how do we know whether they do or not? They think they do, but it could be anything.
It takes me a week to get over the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you might be having something called a cluster headache, and I'll tell you that in just a second.
Yeah.
63% of Americans say they are actually sleepier despite gaining an hour of sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And 25% of Americans admit to feeling lethargic despite an extra hour of shut-eye. Now, they also say you might be feeling something like jet lag. You know how that feeling you have when you have jet lag and you can't adjust to the time, or you're just feeling kind of sloppy Joe-ish?
If you're not familiar with that, it's when you fly somewhere that's far enough away you go through several time zones, or maybe even if you go to Europe where you shift by 8 hours, and it really throws your body off.
Well, and then 14% of men actually call their therapist to battle daylight savings time
blues
that they get.
That seems extreme.
Some people battle it with just eating a cake. You guys were mentioning you might have a headache today, but I didn't know if that was because we were trying to understand content here on the Hawk and Tom Show or if that was something else. But cluster headaches happen in the part of your brain that controls your body's rhythms, and even a small change like moving the clocks back or forwards can cause you to have these cluster headaches.
That's weird. It just seems like we're more adaptable than that. You know, I mean, we pretty much ran around either adapting to or adapting the environment to us all these centuries, and then it's like all of a sudden they're like, oh, you moved the time 1 hour, you're going to have a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're pampered now.
True.
Well, you know what? The doctors say that this could happen for up to 2 months if you have these cluster headaches. It's like going to Sam's or Costco. I need to get the whole cluster of those headaches.
Give me a pallet full.
What is a cluster headache?
I guess a cluster of headaches, like a bunch of them together.
Okay, we need to look that
up. Because I'm having one this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a cluster headache or just a hangover.
I will say this too, Tom. I need to take your advice. This is a little side note. I was at Costco over the weekend.
That's your own fault.
on a Saturday.
Yeah, oh, not the best
it
day.
It took me 30 minutes to get out of the parking lot, and I didn't go in there to shop. I was going to get out of the Magnolia Park development or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I'm going to sneak over here and go out the Costco.
I tried that once.
Once.
That was a cluster headache session for me.
Yeah, okay. I won't go into that area unless it's during the week and early morning.
Well, Costco needs to do like a mega church. Mm-hmm. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, they need to hire cops to run the traffic out front.
Well,
because that stoplight doesn't do the job.
Yeah, that's all of Magnolia Park, really.
Well,
when you said mega church, I'm like, what? Have satellite TVs in your home? You can watch it?
I'll be honest, I would have enjoyed watching something. I was waiting.
Yeah, they need traffic police out there because it's not working.
They need to move.
Well, cluster headaches, what are they, Tom?
Okay, cluster headaches, they occur in cyclical patterns.
Yeah.
Most painful type of headache. It commonly wakes you in the middle of the night with intense pain in or around one eye on one side of your head.
Oh, so like you're winking at somebody.
and they can happen for weeks or even months.
Well, and they say it's because it affects the brain, the part of the brain that controls your rhythms, your, you know, cyclical rhythms, like you said.
It sounds like it affects the part of your brain that hurts really bad, and that alone is enough for me. Mm-hmm. A bad headache that's excruciating pain around your eye, that would suck.
My eye hurts.
Well, you'll get adjusted to it here in the next couple, right before Christmas. But then Christmas come around, then you'll have to shop, do all that.
More headaches,
yeah. They won't come in clusters then. It'll be like a bulk headaches. Or I don't know what's a bunch of headaches together?
A cluster.
Yeah, sorry. Never mind. And I hope you ladies took my advice and, set your bathroom scales back 5 pounds over the weekend.
I told you I did 10 just for good measure.
I thought it was 10.
Yeah, get ready for the holiday eating coming up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, with all the new technology, cameras everywhere, it's interesting we don't see more Bigfoots and aliens because you'd think with all those cameras, people would get more shots of them.
Yeah.
But there is something we are getting more pictures of, and that is we are busting people who are lying about what they're up to more and more often.
Oh.
If you remember not long ago, Joe Jonas apparently ended things with Sophie Turner because he heard something on the Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
And some of the rumors are that she was talking to someone and talking about what a loser he was and how he was a wimp, and I don't know what all she said, but it made him think there was no saving the relationship at that point.
Yeah.
But then you also have people. One person says that they had a friend who caught her husband cheating because they saw a picture of his car in front of a woman's house on Google Street View.
Wow.
That's some in-depth research or something there.
That's good right there.
That's wild.
That almost sounds like they kind of thought he was. And
we're
this
just
was
looking
the,
around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you must be there a lot if you managed to be there the day this Google Street View car went by.
Yeah.
Because if I ever see the Google Street View car, and I have seen it once, I go crazy. I was leaving work one morning, and I saw it go by, and I rolled my window down. I was hanging out the window waving at it. And so for like 6 months, that picture was what was Street View for our station.
Yeah.
They update it way too often now because that's gone. And I was like, my moment of fame is over.
I had one of me on my deck as it rode by my house. I didn't know it at first until it was gone. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I think that was Google. And sure enough, there I am, but it's gone.
Yep, they update it.
Yeah, but now the overview of when you're looking at satellite images.
That costs a lot more to update.
Yeah, they need to update that.
Yeah,
there's businesses that I want to go to, but looking at the map, it's not even built yet.
Okay, well, someone else said that they caught their husband when they opened Words with Friends, and it has a texting feature. And apparently there were a bunch of texts from a woman who sent him her PayPal and then asked for dog food money. Apparently, he was befriending this woman, and she was begging him for money and stuff. So that's kind of weird.
Maybe he's rescuing a dog. Don't jump to conclusions.
Okay.
There's a good side to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was interesting. I'm in sales. I snuck out for a half day to play golf. My boss texted me in a panic and needed a proposal. I asked if I could use the golfing resort's machine. Unfortunately, each page had the name of the golf club at the top of it.
Yeah.
So I got caught.
Well, I was telling you, here at work, I mean, I got busted because I was hoarding all the coffee, the Keurig coffees.
Yeah.
And the boss called me in the office and said, hey...
Is she on video?
Yeah, it's me on video.
I remember that. But you weren't doing anything illegal.
No.
It was just not very kind to all the other workers.
Did you say that it wasn't you?
No.
You cannot prove that's not me.
Okay. And then one guy said he was at a bar and met a young woman. They went out and were making out in his truck when he accidentally butt-dialed his mom. Hmm. And when he got back, his mom was waiting up and asked how things were going. And she said, not as well as they were going for you. And then lit into me. I don't know if she ever hung up the phone or listened to the whole makeout session. That would be embarrassing to call your mom and not know that you called her while you're making out with someone.
And I'm tired of being busted by our doorbell camera, too. Sometimes I would just like to shop and not be judged. But my husband will be like, where are you going?
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't you mind your own business? And then I come home trying to smuggle the bags. And he's like, Tori, I can see you. I'm like, you can't. It's my twin. It's not me. It's fine.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys have issues.
Can you sneak in the back door? Does it have a doorbell camera?
No, she just hadn't been thinking.
I hadn't thought about
it. He's like, I wonder how long before she figures.
It's like, she never came home today.
From now on, Amazon's going to be delivering to the back door, please.
So, Tori, here's how this, we're just going to help you out. You go in through the back door and put the bags away. Then you leave and go back to the front door and come in empty-handed.
You are sneaky, Tom.
Y'all are brilliant. Hold on, let me write this down.
Or you just take the ring bell camera door thing off.
He's not going to go for that.
Well. It's dead. It needed to be charged.
Don't worry.
Wow.
You wore it out, didn't you? Shopping.
I can see how people get caught now.
Yeah, I know.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.